Hi.
This is me, Manuel, and my partner, Tyler.
Happy to be here.
And this is our podcast called...
Junk Talk?
Yeah, and we're gonna call this episode Book Club. Guess what, Ty?
I suppose we're gonna be talking about some sort of book?
Precisely. So today, we're gonna talk about certain topics from To Kill a Mockingbird. Tell me, Ty, have you ever read the book?
No, but I can comprehend with any topics, though.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about education.
What type of education? Like school, professional, street smarts, that kind of stuff?
Yes and no. We're gonna specifically talk about how the most valuable type of education is moral education back in the days of To Kill a Mockingbird in the early 30s. Basically meaning school versus moral teaching. So I think we should talk about the extremes. Like being homeschooled but getting great moral education from parents. You know, like teaching your kids valuable lessons and teaching them to be a good person versus going to school and not getting any.
Alright.
But it's kind of pointless because moral education was way more important back in those days.
I don't think I quite agree with that statement.
Really?
No, not at all.
Alright, go ahead and state your arguments.
Okay, now back in those days it was way more important for kids to get education. There may not have been as many kids going to school in those days, but it was considered okay, but that was the wrong way to think about it. If there aren't many kids going to school, then what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. People are going to become less intelligent as evolution goes on. And if there are less intelligent people, the more absent-minded people will get, which will lead to more closed-minded way of thinking, and which will lead to become an aggressive way of accepting something new. Plus, if kids are unintelligent, then the future will not move at all. It's almost like that there will be no more new scientific discoveries or being able to move onward in technology in society. It all becomes a big giant mess.
Tyler, you're missing a lot of things. First of all, back in the 30s, schools were a joke. Parents could easily teach kids just as good or even better than how schools taught the kids. And you could get all those good values. You could teach your kids at the rate that you know they can learn, and teach them the way they learn, as in kinetic or auditory, that kind of stuff. Plus nowadays, the biggest reason that we do go to school is for that sweet-tasting high school diploma that you need for everything. But back in those days, you did not need them for anything. I mean, just look at Atticus, who was the kid's father. He became a lawyer without even finishing high school. Plus, if you do get homeschooled and your parents give you that moral education, you will get a job, because to get one of those jobs that require other people, which are most of them, you will need to know how to talk to people. And if you don't, but you do have a big fancy resume of going to school, you will not get the job because the employer himself probably didn't go to school, so he doesn't really care. And not going to school in those days was actually normal. Finally, going to school is a huge time waster. I mean, it's 7 hours, and people start to take that down, like its value nowadays, just because everyone goes. But 7 hours a day is a big commitment, even now.
Alright, you might be right about that.
Yeah, but here's an interesting thing to talk about. What about today? Do you think that moral education is the most valuable type of learning now?
No, not really.
Well, let's talk about that.
Okay, I started last time, so you go ahead.
Okay. If you do stay at home, you can still have a lot going for you. I'm sure an employer at a store or shop or something would still rather hire someone who is good with people rather than someone who is not. And school, as I mentioned before, is still a big time consumer.
Well, you may have been right about in the 30s, but not now. Like you said before, the most important reason to go to school is to get that nice, crispy, juicy, yummy, tasty, whatever you want to call it, high school diploma. Nowadays, you can't do anything without one. I'm pretty sure you need one to be the manager of a fast food restaurant. You can't be Superman like Atticus and become a lawyer without one. When you go to high school, you're going to get a professional teaching from an expert in their field. You know what they are doing because it's their career. It's what they do for a living. And not something that they're going to do while the steak defrosts in the sink, for an example. And like I mentioned before, if there's not kids going to school, then our nation will become less intelligent, and they can't push forward in society. Why do you think we created things like televisions and other technologies just a couple of decades ago? It's because we finally started teaching our kids well. and as a result, we have moved forward in technological sciences.
I guess I can't argue with any of that.
No, you can't.
And I think that will be the end of the episode. Thank you, everyone, for watching. This is Manuel.
And this is me, Tyler. And this has been Junk Talk.
See you guys
next time.